by Casey Ferguson, live on location here at Pleasure Island, Kingston's Adult Fun Store, located at 1257 Midland Ave. I am joined by the lovely Uli Peterson. How are you, Uli?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome. This is our first segment together. You are a new sponsor of the Casey Ferguson Show, so I thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to our business relationship.
You frisky little devil.
You're from Germany. When did you come to Canada?
My husband and I, we came over in 1988, so quite a while ago. I had a couple of other businesses before, and I have now Pleasure Island for about 6 years, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, this is your second location, right?
Yes. We started over on Bath Road at a smaller location, and then the 50 Shades came out, and after that, business was just booming.
Jackpot.
Why start an adult store?
I always found that in a lot of other adult stores that I've visited, the customer service is missing. Nobody talks to anybody. Everybody is about hush-hush about it and doesn't have a lot of knowledge. And that's what I wanted to bring into Pleasure Island, giving customers the information they need to make an informed decision.
Well, I definitely found that. And you know, I used to work at an adult store. I don't know if the dear listeners know that. I'm not sure if I've talked about it on the show before, but I found even some of my coworkers at times, they just either they weren't knowledgeable or they just didn't care. And I mean, people want to feel when they come into a place like this. And the last thing they want to feel is embarrassed. I mean, there's people don't need to feel embarrassed about coming to an adult store, right?
Absolutely not. It's actually just something that could help a relationship to spice it actually up. Instead of doing the same thing over and over again, having a sexy outfit, having a certain toy, edible paint, things like that can certainly make a difference in a relationship.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Well, you told me a story before we started rolling here about a gal who came in and bought her first bit of lingerie. I was hoping that you'd share this with my listeners.
It was actually kind of cute. She came in, she never owned a piece of lingerie, and she wanted something sexy for a special night with her husband. And she didn't really know how to pull this off. And so she was actually asking me what she should be doing. And I just mentioned to her that she should be hiding it from him until the special night, then putting it on, and then surprise him with it coming out of the bathroom in this outfit.
Well, and perhaps, you know, drop a pencil or something?
Drop a pencil, give him a certain view to kind of make it a little bit more enticing, yes.
Outstanding. I like her already.
Our forecast calls for flurries of passion, followed by extended periods of getting it on.
What do you got coming up for August? You got some sales going on?
First of all, with every $50 purchase, we are giving away a free DVD. And we also have a fishnet maid outfit for the ambitious ladies who want to kind of pretend they're cleaning something. It's on sale for $9.99. And we also have a fabulous glass vibrator for $9.99 as well.
Holy smokes.
You know any good dirty jokes?
That's I'm going to leave to you.
All right, I got one for you. What's the difference between pink and purple?
I don't know. It's just a color.
The grip.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. I got it.
I'll have one for you next time, Uli. Great talking with you. I'll see you again next month, I guess.
Looking forward to this. Thank you.